It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Every year I look forward to the updated Dirty Dozen produce list, which lets me know which fruits and vegetables I must buy organic and which ones are just fine that are commercially grown. Well, the Environmental Working Group has given us the Good News Clean 15 list as well. We're going to go over this today. I can tell you this list takes the stress out of shopping. Carolina, it's so sad always to see apples on top of the Dirty Dozen list. Why is this? It makes me want to cry almost.
I know, especially because my son eats about 3 a day.
Wow. So, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, and yet it's on the top of the Dirty Dozen list. So what do we do?
I know,
really.
Right? Well, you know, apparently what I read about it is 90% of conventional apples that they tested were positive for at least one pesticide residue. So that's top of the list. So that's what it means. There's just so much disease that affects apple production and the quality of apple produced each year that conventional farmers are faced with the challenge of adding pesticides in order to have the yield they need of production because we are such an apple-consuming country. So they're pressured here and there, and it comes down to adding more pesticides in order to have the production that they are expected. Unfortunately, that isn't necessarily 100% true because organic farmers out there are having just as much, if not better, yield by using different methods. But, you know, technically that's what's been happening. A lot of pesticides, that's why they topped the list.
Well, hallelujah for the organic, their fruit orchard growers. And
yeah,
they battle the bugs in an organic way, and they do it successfully. And the good news is you can find them in the grocery stores bagged, in traditional grocery stores as well, organic apples.
Yeah.
And it's not a whole lot more expensive. In fact, you can really line up and get some really great ones. And again, when you're buying organic versus one that's filled with pesticides and that are going to stir potential diseases, you're putting your money into a good investment for the health of your children. So give them a half an apple or one apple, or maybe your son eats one a day if budget's a concern. But
are you breaking the news to him?
Yeah, the other thing is some are small, and you can give them three small ones rather than three big ones, right? Right.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you spoke about price too. You know, just yesterday I went to Whole Foods, and the organic apple was cheaper than the conventional apple, which I thought was a mistake, and I even had to ask somebody about it. But I mean, there were different qualities. One was Gala and the other one was a different variety, but still I thought that was fantastic. I paid, I think, $1.60 a pound for organic apple. So that's very good.
I better go get some.
All
right. Now the second one in line is celery. I'm just going to name them all real quick so we don't miss out, because we have the clean 15 to get to, and then you can make comments that you want on the rest of the Dirty Dozen. Celery's number 2, cherry tomatoes number 3, cucumbers, then grapes, nectarines, peaches, potatoes, snap peas, spinach, strawberries, and sweet bell peppers. What do we do with this list, Carolina?
Well, like you said in the beginning of the show, this is a great way to kind of help you shop. If you are concerned, you can take this list and say, okay, I will not buy conventional out of this list. This list, if I'm going to buy, I'm going to put my money on organic. So it'll help you if you're having to pick and choose what to buy organic and what not to buy organic. This list will help you pick which ones you definitely want to stay away from when they're conventional. So that's the good news. The other thing is when you look through that list, okay, so celery, apple are two that the organic version is not that much more expensive, so that's okay to put your money on. And some you can really wait for what time of year they're produced, and some you can buy frozen. So for example, the spinach and the strawberries are great options to buy it in frozen organic variety because they are a little bit cheaper. And you can get in bulk, and usually you can get any time of the year that you want. So those are some solutions. And then as far as, the one that really gets me in there is the potato. An easy solution for that is eat sweet potatoes. potatoes, because that's one that's in the clean 15. You want to talk about those? So some good.
Yeah, let's get to that. And by the way, we just focused on cherry tomatoes on that list. Other tomatoes are not on that list. So you can buy different kinds of tomatoes. There you go. Okay, clean 15. If we're going to do alphabetically, it starts with asparagus, avocados. I'll just run through it, and then we'll catch up. So everybody take notes. Asparagus, avocados. You know, they've got hardcore coating. Yeah. That helps a lot. Cabbage, cantaloupe, again, another hard coating. Cauliflower, eggplant, which we love, right?
Yay.
Grapefruit, grapefruit.
Yeah.
Kiwi, I just had a few yesterday. Mangoes, onions, papayas, pineapples. Again, if you're looking at the coating, you'll find that they're protected. And that's why they're on the clean 15. Sweet peas, frozen. They've distinguished that they must be frozen. I forgot before that was sweet corn. Yay.
Yeah.
Another one of all-time favorites in our house are sweet potatoes. So that's a good long list of ones that you can go buy without having to buy organic.
Yeah, a lot of those are summer type of vegetables and fruits, tropical, I see in there. You're right about the skin being a protection. Avocados were the cleanest by far. Only 1% of avocados tested, conventional avocados tested, only 1% showed any pesticides. So that's a really good one to buy conventional. And, it's not that expensive anymore. Avocados used to be expensive, but I think it got so popular beyond just making guacamole. People started putting in salads and sandwiches. And so it got a little bit cheaper. The production went up. So that's a great one to spend your money on. And then pineapple, kiwi, papaya, mango, and cantaloupe are some of my favorite fruits anyways, and they had almost no residue of anything. I think up to like 90% of those tested had no residues whatsoever. So that's really great news for some things for you to focus on when you have to pick between organic and conventional.
Yeah, they've done a very, very thorough job in testing these. And if you're interested, just go to their website. And we should let people know that they can go get more information about this and get the list. And they have a calendar. They do all kinds of great things. And it would be the Environmental Working Group, or EWG.org. It's a nonprofit, so you can certainly get your full list there. I wanted to comment on sweet corn, because corn gets a bad rap because of GMO, non-GMO, so I was glad to see that there. And also, I wanted to talk about replacements, because it breaks my heart that nectarines and peaches are on the list of highly pesticide infused fruits. Not good for us. When they're ripe, they smell and taste so good. So if you can buy organic, and I think they're expensive, so I've sort of taken them off my list, but you can get mangoes and you can have pineapple and papayas and the other replacements to enjoy. I love grapefruit, or red grapefruit. That may not always be a kid's favorite, but man, are they good for you, especially the red ones. So there's a lot to look forward to with this clean 15 list. Carolina, what are your final thoughts on this?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Use those lists as a guidance. Let them help you, but don't let them discourage you by any means. They do change every year, so make sure that you always check on that website, and that's www.ewg.com. But you can also find tons of information.
Carolina.
Oh, .org.
Sorry.
You're right. Sorry.
.org. It's a nonprofit.
Just
you must
like
get
us.
That right. Sorry. Yeah, right.
Yes, you're right. Just like us. And that's another place you can find all that information. We talk about it often enough. So follow us on Facebook and take a look at our website. That's www.kidcritics.org. While you're there, look for the sweepstakes. We're always giving something away. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.